Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, a Klal Samach Aleph, and we're learning Siman Yud Beis. So we left off with this discussion of what's called Shoah Harbe. He stayed out for a long period of time. So we mentioned that this idea can be compared to the halachas of talis, where a person takes up a talis with intent to return, put it back on. If the time lapse is not significant, he does not need to make a new bracha. He took it off with intent to put it back on, so there's no hesek hadas. If he took it off with intent to leave it off, and then he changed his mind, that's a hesek hadas. But he had no hesek hadas, he planned to put it back on. So then the time frame of putting it back on, without a bracha, we said it could be up to 3 hours. What about a scenario of a person's in the sukkah, and the person steps out of the sukkah for a few moments to take care of something, go to the bathroom, get something from the kitchen, etc. Does he need a new bracha when he comes back to the sukkah? So, while he stepped out of the sukkah, he needs a new bracha when he comes back in. But he left the sukkah with intent to come back. So that's analogous to what we're discussing over here. A person left the chanus with intent to come back. The person took off the talis with intent to come back. The person left the sukkah with intent to come back. Well, he stayed out for a little bit. There was guests by the door, and he spoke to them, and then he went back into the sukkah. So, how long of a gap would we say, even though he has no hesek hadas, he left the sukkah, he intends to go back to the sukkah, does he need a new bracha when he goes back to the sukkah or not? So, the poskim assume that we have this similar deal that we have over here. So now, we mentioned for Moshe Sternberg, or Moshe Sternberg said the shiur is a half an hour. We said if a person waits longer than that, we would say sabar brachos lahakol. Obviously, if a person can avoid the situation, not get involved in staying out that long, that would be appropriate. Now, what about a different issue? There's a shini makom problem over here. He left the sukkah. He takes off the talis, he stays in the same place. But here, by the case of the chanus, in the case of the sukkah, there's a problem with shini makom. Well, does shini makom apply to the case of sukkah? We asked the question previously. Why does shini makom apply to food and not to summon? We gave two answers, and we discussed scenarios where the second answer would not apply or yes apply. Regards to sukkah, however, the process of going, the person is not needed in umaisa. When he goes back to the sukkah, he's automatically in the sukkah. He's going back to the same sukkah. So we have the advantage of going back to the same place, and we also have the advantage that there's not needed in umaisa. However, this might be totally in a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam. What is it exactly do we make the bracha on when we sit in the sukkah? What exactly is the bracha made on? So we make a bracha of leishev basukkah, to sit in the sukkah. The Rosh says, what does the word leishev mean? Does it mean to sit? Is the mitzvah to specifically sit in the sukkah? If a person standing in the sukkah, he's not yet to the mitzvah? Does a person have to make the bracha and then sit down? So the Rosh says, no, we find that the language of the Torah says the word that the Torah gives the mitzvah of sukkah kol ezrach b'yisrael yeshu basukkos. They should sit in the sukkah. But we find the Torah uses the word yeshiva not to mean sitting, but to staying there. The pasuk describes Klal Yisrael spent an area called Kodesh. The Torah describes that Klal Yisrael during the midbar stayed in the area of Kodesh for a long time. But teshuva Kodesh yomim rabim a pasuk in Parshas Tevorim. So it doesn't mean they sat there the whole time. They walked around, they ate, they slept, they went to the Moshe Rabbeinu to learn. It meant they spent time there. So the word yeshiva in the Torah's language does not mean sitting, it means being there. So as soon as a person walks into the sukkah, the person is there in the sukkah. He's fulfilling the mitzvah. So there's no action which is necessary in order to be able to go back to the bracha. However, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the bracha is referring to the act of yeshiva, specifically of sitting down. So a person walks into the sukkah, he does not fulfill the mitzvah until he actually sits down. This plays out in an interesting discussion. The Rambam says that the person who is making kiddush, making a bracha of leishev, should be standing. Because like every mitzvah that you do, you make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to sit down. First you stand and you make the bracha, then you sit down. The Rosh says, however, the mitzvah is to be there, you're already there. We don't say you should make the bracha outside of the sukkah and then walk in. That would be inappropriate. So we're ready in the sukkah already. So what should you do? She says, Elamai, we see that even though you're already in the sukkah and you're fulfilling the mitzvah, because that we're commanded to make the bracha only in the time of achila, but there's no difference whether you're standing or sitting, so you might as well sit like in general. A person generally sits for kiddush, a person should sit. So, but according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is yeshiva, so it's not automatic. You have to first do a maisa, you have to actually sit down to fulfill the mitzvah. So a person gets up and he leaves, he comes back, it's not automatic. So the Shini Mokum would be now analogous to the case of Achila, that Shini Mokum, even if you come back, you need to make a new bracha because you left. And it's not automatic that as soon as you come back, automatically you're in the situation, like with the case of the Chanus, where the smell is automatic. You need to do a Maisa over here. That's like Achila, you need to do a Maisa, you need to do a Maisa, the Maisa being Yeshiva. So we should argue, according to the Rambam, a person has a Shini Mokum. Person leaves the sukkah, even though he has a tent to come back, but since there's a rule of Shini Mokum, he should need a new bracha. So that's an interesting question, which the Poskim do not seem to give a discussion about. But the assumption is like the Rush for Ashkenazim, that the person would not need to make a new bracha when he goes back to the sukkah, since he left with intent to go back, and the issue of Shini Mokum doesn't apply to sukkah. There is a discussion of Poskim that Shini Mokum doesn't apply to mitzvahs in general, and that would be relevant to our discussion as well. That's why, even according to the Rambam, maybe the issue is not an issue. So it needs more clarification, and we should have a good day and have a good Yom Tov.